This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Alba Jaramillo, Executive Director of Arizona Justice for Our Neighbors. Can you tell me what your organization's mission is?
Arizona Justice for Our Neighbors is a nonprofit organization that is focused on welcoming immigrants by providing affordable, high-quality immigration legal services to low-income immigrants.
How does your organization work towards that mission?
We want to make sure that access to an attorney is something that our immigrant community can get. Some of the programs that we have include a monthly clinic for immigrant victims of gender-based violence. We have an asylum program. We have a program to assist our Dreamer community file for their DACA applications. So our work is primarily in the area of humanitarian immigration aid and family immigration.
And Alba, how has the COVID crisis affected the immigrant community that you assist?
Many of our undocumented community members do not have access to health insurance. Also, many of our immigrant community members have lost their jobs during the pandemic. We were one of the organizations that assisted in helping the city of Tucson distribute the Somos Unos Immigrant Relief Fund. So in that process, we were able to learn and see firsthand how COVID impacted our immigrant community. What we saw were a lot of the immigrant women were domestic workers. And of course, during this COVID pandemic, people are nervous to have people in their homes. We also saw the same thing with the male workers who tend to do landscaping businesses. So we saw a huge percentage of our immigrant community unable to pay their most basic living expenses, their rent. And then on top of that, they have all of these immigration issues. From the issue of the cost of application fees to not being able to pay for an attorney, to a lot of changes in regulation that the Trump administration has issued that has made it even more difficult to become documented in this country. So our community is suffering, and it is a very vulnerable time for them.
So the disparities that we typically see in the immigration community have been exacerbated by the crisis.
Exactly.
And can you talk about the recent Supreme Court decision to reinstate the DACA program?
Yes. Well, first, you know, this is a very exciting time for us. And I say this in particular, myself being a person who grew up undocumented in this country. When I was in college, I went through my entire college career without papers until I was almost done. And at that time, DACA did not exist. For me, it's so personal because I know what it's like to grow up without being able to pay for college, to open up a bank account, to get a driver's license, some of the things that we, you know, as Americans take for granted. In June, the Supreme Court issued a decision that DACA needed to be reinstated. And this was a huge win for DACA recipients. However, unfortunately, the Homeland Security Secretary, Wolf, issued a memo saying that all initial requests for DACA would be rejected. No one could ask for advance parole, meaning they couldn't go home to their home countries in cases of emergency, and that the period of renewed deferred actions would be limited. So despite the Supreme Court decision, then Wolf went ahead and went against what the Supreme Court has said. And so we were grateful that in November, a federal court spoke to that, saying that Wolf was acting unlawfully. The most recent DACA decision stated that USCIA must accept new DACA applications. So essentially, we are at this moment right now where we have gone back to how the DACA program was originally designed.
I'm very happy to hear that it's been reinstated. My name is Elva. This is the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today was Alba Jaramillo, Executive Director with Arizona Justice for Our Neighbors. Alba, thank you so much for joining me on KXEI today.
Thank you. It was an honor.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.